بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing on the hadith, the commentary, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave this lecture. The hadith was mentioned previously about the virtues of Ramadan on the eve of Sha'ban. So, at all times we should keep the virtues of actions in mind, as mentioned the other day. This will motivate us. In fact, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself encourages us to keep the reward in mind. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam mentioned in one hadith that whoever fasts iman and wahtisaban, with the hope of reward, then all his sins will be forgiven. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. So at all times, when we do an amal, we should always keep the virtue in mind. This is taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave this lecture at the end of Sha'ban because he wanted to show us the great importance of Ramadan so that we do not allow 1 second of this month to go to waste. If any of us know of any special that is there for a certain amount of time, one of the ulama, they give a beautiful example. He says that if we know for 1 month that you have a money-making machine, and every second a 200 rand note in our understanding will come out, a person will forget everything else. Even if he has to fulfill his need, he has to go to the toilet, for example, he makes sure somebody is turning that machine. So for our understanding, this is this month of Ramadan, every moment, every second, special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are descending. So we should take advantage of this opportunity. Fasting has been made fard by Allah ta'ala, who has also made sunnah the Taraweeh Salah by night. From this hadith we learn that the command for Taraweeh Salah also comes from Allah ta'ala himself. Many people say that you may listen to the full Quran being read in a certain masjid in 8 or 10 nights and then stop performing Taraweeh with Jamaat as the sunnah has been fulfilled. This is wrong. This is incorrect. By doing this, only one sunnah will be fulfilled and the other will be lost. We should remember there are two separate sunnahs. Firstly, it is sunnah to hear the full Quran being read in the Taraweeh Salah in Ramadan. Secondly, it is sunnah for men to perform Taraweeh Salah with Jamaat in the masjid throughout Ramadan. Women should perform their Taraweeh Salah at home. Another point that we learn in this hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that any nafil done in Ramadan is rewarded as much as a fard in normal times. And a fard done in Ramadan has the reward of 70 faraid at other times. Is our ibadah or worship in Ramadan important to us? How many nafil do we perform? We see many people who after having eaten sari go back to bed without performing the Fajr Salah. Many perform it, but not with Jamaat. Someone might think that we show our thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the food we had eaten for sari by not performing the most important fard or by not performing it with Jamaat. Such a salah is incomplete. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no salah for those near the masjid except in the masjid. In the Kitab Mazari Haq, we find that there is no reward for salah for people who do not perform it with Jamaat without any good reason or excuse. Should keep this in mind, inshallah, when we are fasting. One is the fard of fasting, but together with that, the most important amal after iman is salah. So on the one hand, we perform in the fard of fasting, which we have to do, which is compulsory. But together with that, just like how fasting is fard, salat with jamaat, salat is fard and with jamaat for the men in the masjid. As mentioned the other day, there are two categories of knowledge mentioned by ulama ikram. One is the knowledge of fadail, we're reading from this kitab. And this is also very, very necessary. But together with that, the masail of deen, the aspect of knowledge relating to the laws that which will make a action valid or invalidate an action. So inshallah, we'll discuss one masala maybe every day or every alternate day with regard to fasting itself. So one masala is if a person forgetfully eats when fasting, then his fast will not break. However, if he forgetfully eats and now he thinks to himself that his fast is broken, so he carries on eating, then this will invalidate the fast. His fast will break as a result of this. So a person who is fasting, he forgets that he is fasting and he eats. His fast will not break. But now he thinks to himself that now my fast has broken because I have eaten. Then he eats during the fasting period, then his fast will break. So he will have to make up for that fast after the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq.